From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 8th, 2014. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star. Emergency personnel responded to the Flanders plant in Greenport Monday, July 7th, when a fire forced an evacuation of the facility. Flanders manufactures air filters at the site, which is located just off of Worth Avenue. No injuries were reported. Dennis Smith, general manager of Flanders Precision Air of New York, said damage was contained to a filter-producing machine on the work floor. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Smith said it may have been caused by a glue solvent or possibly a cleaning agent. There were approximately 110 employees on the work floor at the time of the fire. They were all evacuated and sent home for the day. Read the full story in the Register Star. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail. Judges from the National Beautification Program, America in Bloom, will return to Catskill in the coming weeks to evaluate the village's appearance, from flowers and trees to historic buildings and parks. The program encourages beautification and revitalization. Awards are presented in various categories. Catskill will compete in the 4,500 to 10,000 population category against Belpre, Ohio, Brewton, Alabama, Estes Park, Colorado, and Greendale, Indiana. The village was entered into the contest by the volunteer organization Cultivate Catskill, with support from the Village Board and the Catskill Local Development Corporation. Last year, Catskill received a score of 3 out of 5 blooms. The village also received a special mention for historic preservation. In preparation for the impending visit, village residents and business owners are urged to pick up litter, pull weeds, clean up yards and porches, and make sure garbage cans are off the street. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Associated Press is reporting New York has become the 23rd state to authorize marijuana as a medical treatment. Under legalization signed into law by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, patients with one of 10 diseases will be able to get non-smokable versions of the drug. The law requires medical marijuana be ingested or vaporized. Detailed rules on how the drug would be administered will be worked out by the state health department. The New York program will be one of the most restrictive in the country. The first medication is not expected to be available for at least 18 months. Read the full story in the Times Union. Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany's hazardous weather outlook remains in effect for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. Thunderstorms are expected across the area Tuesday afternoon and evening. There is potential for some of these storms to become strong to severe with damaging winds and/or large hail. In addition, storms will be capable of producing heavy rainfall, which could lead to minor flooding of low-lying or poor drainage areas. If heavy rainfall repeatedly occurs over the same area, there is a potential for flash flooding. Today, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, mostly sunny with a high near 88. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. The chance of precipitation is 70%. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 11 a.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 84. Wednesday night, a light chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 59. Thursday, there's a slight chance of showers after 8 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 80, and Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 59. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83, and Friday night mostly clear with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:27 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:33 p.m., with the length of the day being 15 hours and 5 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 8th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.